Today's topic, Boone Community Theater. And Susan Herrick's here. Hi, director Jim. Of the new, well, the production that kicked off our new season, 24-25.
That's correct.
It was The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple. And it still is The Odd
it
Couple.
It still is.
We have next weekend also Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Another three performances coming up.
That's
all
correct.
At 7 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
So if people are wondering, tickets will be available at the door if you're wondering. We also have the online option. Ticket Source is something you guys have used for a while now.
Yeah.
Pretty secure. So.
And there will be somebody at the theater every night this week. So if you want to come in the evening and buy your tickets ahead, that's fine too.
Okay, so we got those options. They're there. Well, I know there's going to be people there because we start right away with auditions for the next production.
Yeah, that's tonight and tomorrow night. We audition for the next show. We're always looking ahead, you know.
Yep. Let's go back and talk a little bit about The Odd Couple. Neil Simon, I mean, you were excited to get this and you wanted to direct this.
Yeah, I was thrilled. I love Neil Simon's work. And, of course, The Odd Couple, I think, is one of his best and most popular shows. And I pretty well knew I'd be able to cast it well out of the group of actors we have. And then you have somebody new walk in that's incredible. And so you grab them and take them too. And gosh, we're just having a great show, great time, and laughing a lot. The first night, I think they laughed on the second line and then laughed all the way through. It was such fun to watch that audience.
Well, the one thing for you is when you were directing, and you have people with some experience that have a tendency to throw things in every once in a while.
Yeah, they bring their own pieces into the show, and I welcome all of that. I think part of being a good director is allowing your actors to use whatever skills they bring to the table. And this group is very skilled.
Well, we did have, last month when we met, of course, we had our chance to have the two lead characters, Christopher Levi and John Hoffman, who play Oscar and Felix. And this, like at that time, I said, that's the first time I can recall. And it is really the first time they have been together.
And they've wanted to do this for so long, do something together. And I think they looked a long time for a piece that would be just two guys and didn't really find anything that they thought fit. But when I brought this up, they lit up like little candles.
Yeah.
They were ready to go.
And they are definitely, they are into the characters.
Different sides of the same coin.
And anyway, they pretty much take off. But the balance of your cast. Now, we did let people know last time that Brandon Windus was going to play Murray. But
he was.
But something came up, which happens in community theater.
Yeah, his job changed, and so he wasn't available to rehearse. And you can't rehearse, you can't be in the show, obviously.
Yeah.
And so then I was casting about really fast. How was I going to fill that piece of Murray the Cop? And discovered that two wonderful actors that wanted to be in the show, John P. and Major Mark Lukeland, both wanted to be in the show, and so they have split the character. This past weekend, John P. played the part of Murray the Cop, and now this coming weekend, the Major will play the cop. So
we got he's been away, actually, so he hasn't been able to do any rehearsal or anything like that. So you're going to have to do some crash course stuff.
He was there for a lot of the rehearsals, too. So, yeah, he has rehearsed the show, too, and we'll do the pre-production rehearsal again this week, and then we'll fit him right into it, and he'll be great.
Performances are going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings. They're all at 7 o'clock. Very easy to do. You got all the parking down there, so you get a choice.
That's
there
a
are
good
things
thing.
To do, and all people have to do is just come in. And gradually, the first thing I noticed was, we've got some changes going on in your building as well too. You're slipping this in at the same time.
Gosh, yes, and the building is coming along so nicely. We have the lobby is painted kind of this nice cranberry color, which we love. The only thing we didn't have for this show now is the carpeting into the lobby, which is going to be a dark carpet, but we'll have cranberry pieces in it, so it will all draw that together. And we have new light fixtures in the lobby. I mean, the lobby's very impressive already, and it's going to be even more impressive.
So again, a place where we can constantly have people in and out. And
that's
you can
right.
do more than one thing. So the one thing I had to ask here was, because this was the first Friday in the month, which is typically your game night, did we have to alter our schedule a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Because, of course, the extra things we do are important, but the shows come first. So they get first grab at everything.
So anyway, the shows will have three more performances again of The Odd Couple coming up. That's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock each evening. Tickets, by the way, just so people know, 15 for adults, 10 for children. That's 10 and under. You can get them at the door. You can get them online. If you use TicketSource, there's a nominal charge that goes along with that. But that's pretty easy to. And then you got it on your phone or whatever.
Sure. And they can come into the box office anytime this week and buy tickets ahead if they want also.
So easy to do and not bad. And very entertaining. And move through it. Again, didn't take overly long, but pretty funny. And you can. I did there in the beginning thought, should I sit down in the front row? And then I'm glad I didn't, because I might have got a pickle or something.
Or we might have run the vacuum cleaner under your feet.
Or so something like that.
Feet, so.
We have broken glass and everything.
Right? Oh, yeah.
They definitely get into it.
And potato chips flying everywhere.
So. Oh, yeah. There's. You got to have Oscar's apartment before Felix cleans it up.
So. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about auditions coming up here, because the next production, which, you know, I said the 24-25 season, then I realized the next production is in 25. This is going to be after the first of the year. So we are doing a production called Miss Holmes. And I know Kelsey Peterson will be one of the directors.
Yeah, she is. And she'll do a great job. And Miss Holmes is the female side of Sherlock Holmes. So we'll have a female Sherlock Holmes and female Dr. Watson.
Dr. Dorothy Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
So this is a Christopher Walsh play.
The author?
The author.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Christopher Walsh. So what do we have for characters? Do you know?
Oh, gosh, I wish I could tell you exactly. I know that we've got, obviously,
Kelsey
Holmes.
Knows.
Yeah, Kelsey knows. This is a strong female cast, but there are male roles also, so men should come out to audition, too, because we'll need both of them.
So, again, good opportunity. Find out what you might be interested in here.
You bet. And
set in Victorian London.
And the costuming will be really interesting. The staging will be really interesting. And, I just think people are going to find it really. It'll stage then the first two weekends of January.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have a long time to rehearse it. They've got from now until.
Well, we've got a few holidays to
throw
in.
Yeah, so they're having to dodge around holidays, but at least they'll have scripts in hand and be able to start.
This was definitely planned here, because when you hit holiday time, it's a little harder to get everybody together.
Oh, you bet.
But this sounds very entertaining. Should be a.
Yeah, it's our drama. You know, each season we pick a comedy, a drama, a musical, and then a something.
Yeah.
You know, something interesting to.
So this is going to be Miss Holmes coming up after the first of the year. But auditions, let's go. 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night, Monday,
the
Tuesday evening.
Yep.
At the theater, 711 Story Street. And once again, all you got to do is come in the front entrance and.
That's right. You don't have to prepare anything, because they'll just do like. Most of our auditions are cold reading from the script.
Sure.
And I don't worry too much about giving a stunning performance. A director usually is looking at how your voice sounds, how much you can project that voice, your chemistry with the other actors, and then that second sense that says that's going to be somebody great on stage.
And so my guess is with this, a little dialect might be.
I don't know what she's going to do with that.
Okay.
I know that.
Because I know you
are,
have people that do well with dialect or teaching others to
that's
use.
That's true. And
so
we've even had a couple of the guys around the poker table in Odd Couple who picked up a little Brooklyn news accent.
No, so. They picked up a lot of it. They did pick up a lot. There were a couple on there that I thought, I can't understand a word he said, but I know what he means. So, you know, that's.
There you go.
Yeah, but they were really getting into it, too. Again, those are just some of the things from community theater you get to learn.
Oh, gosh.
If you aren't comfortable with it, people will help you.
Oh, you bet. You betcha. And it's not just the actors we need. We need people to help with set. We need people to help with props.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see because it's definitely going to be a lot different than what you've got on your set right now.
Oh, sure.
Which was done perfectly.
Yeah, Gary Gardner did the most wonderful set, and he had it built and in place in time for auditions. So I got to block the show on the actual set, which never happens. You know, if you can say, okay, now you're going to stand by the couch and move over here. Well, now, right now, the couch is there, the table is there, the door is there. It was great.
Everything was all set.
Mm-hmm.
So again, auditions tonight for Miss Holmes, and that'll be the next production that'll be coming up. And we do have a musical that'll be following that. And
right. Seussical comes up after that.
Yeah, so.
And what fun that's going to be.
Yep. And we'll have all kinds of things happening there. Once again, Susan Herrick, our guest on our program today, on our Tuned In program, talking about Boone Community Theater. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Once again, we're talking about Boone Community Theater. Susan Herrick is our guest on the program today, so we've been talking about the productions that are going on. I did want to say, made some improvements. You talked about carpeting coming in, things like that.
Yes.
But I do know one thing I happen to see in the program is we do have an opportunity for people to sponsor a brick, and I'm not like a...
Well, you buy your own brick and put on it what you want. So.
But this is a way to, again, sponsor some of the activities at community theater. So how do they go about this?
Okay, well, we have a form when you come in the door right there at the the admissions office. And you can buy a brick that'll be 8x3 or 8x8, and then you can put whatever you want on it. And it's going to be ivory colored against that cranberry wall, so it'll be really pretty.
Okay.
And you can honor somebody by putting their name on it. You can honor a show that you've been in or that you love. I got one of the bigger bricks, so I put on the first show and the last show I've directed from way back when until now.
What? You're not going to leave? Well, that'd take a lot of bricks.
It would take a lot. I could do the whole wall with all the shows I've been with. But
it's these are, again, this is a great opportunity that people can have to very easily help support community theater.
And
the facility, really.
Yeah. And as you can see, we've spent a lot of money putting the place together, and we're going to continue to improve it, and it's going to be bigger and better all the time. And then we're part of the Main Street program, and then that'll be the facade will come in amazingly. It's one of the first ones they're going to take over is the front of our place, so it'll be great.
Well, one thing, people, and I'm sitting here thinking, okay, tell people, 49th year.
That's it.
And I remember way back when that one of the big things was we really would like to get a permanent home.
Oh, golly, yes.
And we now started.
Yeah, we started out doing it on church stages, on outdoor stages, out of DMAC. We used their stage for a while.
Worked in the City Hall Auditorium.
City Hall Auditorium,
for a few years.
Right. We've been a little place there. And then we were out at the old Garfield School where we had a semi-permanent home until City wanted all of that land, and so we lost that building, and now it's the old Spurgeon's building where we are now, and we've got lots of space and lots of room to do what we want, and it's a fun space to be in.
Thank goodness, because those that wouldn't go back 49 years, they'll know what the old Spurgeon building is.
That's right.
We know that part. This is, again, a great opportunity for people if they want to. And again, nominal amount to be a sponsor of a brick.
It's not well, you buy the small brick, I think, is $100, yeah. And the larger brick is a $300 brick.
But it's there. It stays there.
And your name or whatever you want will be there in our lobby. Very prominent to be seen by people forever. Yeah, so
that's a great opportunity to help there. I know you get sponsors for the show. You've had, I saw several different sponsors listed for like the Odd Couple or any other things that you do.
You bet. And of course, money is always seems to be an issue and we can always use it. In the same way that we can always use the help of people. You know, if you're not an actor, come help backstage. Help us find props, mm-hmm. Help us locate costumes, you know, those kind of things. Everybody can pitch in if they're interested. So,
you know, having this new space or the additional space, I got to say, is much better too, because it did take you a little while to get things moved in there.
It did.
But you do have the space for your costumes. You do have space for props, and you've got people who have put things away. Now, one thing I wanted to ask, because of the way it's set up now with this seating and then the stage, are we still going to look at the flexibility of moving?
Oh, yes. Next stage is not going to be where our stage is for Odd Couple.
Okay.
It's going to be more over in the, northwest corner.
Okay.
And come out, and it'll be a kind of a thrust stage. So there'll be audiences on several sides of the stage.
Kind of like with Gilligan when we did... Not quite like that, but
not quite. No,
but
different.
But where people are sitting around it,
have an
opportunity to do. Yeah. You still have that flexibility, so that's
and that's what we wanted. You know, it's like one of those black box theaters. You know, you're able to flex with where you put your seating and where you put your stage, and so each director then can use their own creativity to fill in the spaces the way they want to fill them
in. Exactly what we want to do.
Exactly.
All right. Once again, information, if you just walk into the theater, especially this week in the evenings, we know someone's going to be there every day.
You bet.
Or every evening, I should say.
You bet.
We have auditions for Miss Holm.
7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Correct.
Again, not too hard to pre-read.
Yeah, just walk in and we'll guide you through that process.
That'll be easy. New face, if you haven't done it, if you haven't been on stage for a while and you think, be interested in finding out more about this, come on out.
Oh, sure. Or just watch the auditions. Yeah. That's for me a very interesting process to see where the talent's coming from and how well people do. So.
And even if you don't want to go on stage, you might end up helping with the set or helping with costuming, because Victorian costuming is going to be, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
A lot to do there. And again, that's going to be for the next production, Miss Holmes, but that's coming up in January, so you get time on that.
Right. Well, they'll start rehearsing right after we close our show, but they'll have time to work on it and around the holidays figure out how to do that.
Okay. We do have three more performances of The Odd Couple. Again, this is going to be on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, 7 o'clock each evening.
Oh, please come. It's such a fun show.
It is. And these guys, well, most of them were guys. The Pigeon Sisters were just giggling like crazy.
Aren't they delightful?
Yeah. So we've got just the Pigeon Sisters, but you got your main cast. And most of it is Oscar and Felix. And
They
do play off each other very well. And who knows? What'll happen? They have a tendency to, you might end up with potato chips in the audience.
Could happen. Or a dill pickle in your lap.
Or a dill pickle in your lap, yeah. It could be. And again, tickets, you can get those online at ticketsource.us. Again, go to the Boone Community Theater website. That's easy to do. Uh-huh. Or come into the box office. It's going to be open. Very easy to access that.
You bet.
So quickly, the other things that we typically have during the month for community theater, like the first Fridays, We know we'll be back to that next week.
Next month,
game night.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just game night, folks, so you can come in and...
And trivia night. Those things are going to go on.
Just because we have a good time doing it.
We do.
And great opportunity for people to come in and be just do community-related things.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just, if you're in there doing other things and look across the street at the Hive, they've got activity going on over there as well,
right.
Too.
Boone's becoming a really fun place to be.
Downtown. We got it going on there. Once again, Susan Herrick, our guest on the program. Odd Couple kicks off our 24-25 season. And we'll wrap it up here this next week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at 7. We'll say, really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad I didn't sit in the front row just because he might have thrown the glass at me.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it was a hard decision to make there. But
yeah, there you go.
We got a lot of different things. Anyway, if you have not seen it on stage, yeah, a lot of people just go back to what was on TV. This is more what was on stage in the beginning, the original.
You betcha.
Susan Herrick, a guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.